Yes, to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindingi country. That's BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, your Mob 2 Daily, going to catch up with three fine looking gentlemen, three Daily brothers coming from Experience Co. They're in the tourist industry. They work with the Experience Co. That's Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. Affiliated with them, these guys, and I love catching up with them on their payday, so which is fantastic to see. Let me introduce these three brothers. We have Dustin Maloney, and we also have his bodyguard. You've got Lazarus over there, Lazarus Gibson, and also we got Quinn Rospassy. And a very good morning to you all. How are you, gentlemen?
Yeah, good. Pretty good. Fantastic.
Don't act shy. You know you want to talk too deadly. I'll start with you over there, Dustin. Who your mob were you from, brother?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be connected to all of the clan groups here in the Cairns region. But not only that, my cultural heritage stretches further north, also to the Kukuyalji country.
Yes.
And I'm from Yarraba. Mm-hmm. Grew up over there, so local boy, born and bred.
Konganji man.
Yep.
Yep, represent. Fantastic. Over to Lazarus Gibson. Who your mob were you from, bro?
So my name's Lazarus Gibson. I'm from Kukuyalji. My family stretches up a little bit further north, up into Hopevale. I also got connections with Ukla and Konganji as well.
All right, too deadly. And over to Quinn Rospassy, my brother. Who your mob were you from?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Quinn Rospassy. So my mob's from Murray Island, the Dawar tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from my father's connection.
All right, Fantastic. Now, congratulations, gentlemen, to three of you. You guys have achieved Master Reef Guides. That's recognised by Experience Co., the company you work for, Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime, Dive and Snorkel, as passionate, knowledgeable storytellers. And so with that, you were nominated to be positions as Master Reef Guides. And there's a step-by-step process. You go to interview with Roompa, and big shout out to Roompa. That's the Great Barrier Reef Marine Parks Authority. And if you're successful in that, which you all were, then you do the two-part training program that's practical on sea country and also theory work. And so Master Reef Guide, tell us the feeling for being recognized as a Master Reef Guide, Dustin.
Well, from my own personal view, or we're going to talk as a collective?
Yeah, talk what Master Reef Guide means to you, brother.
Well, being a Master Reef Guide, when I first heard about it, I thought it was just, you know, strictly for, say, marine biologists and people who are very knowledgeable in their sectors.
Yeah.
Then my supervisor came to me one day and he told me that he's nominated me to be a Master Reef Guide. And we've got to admit, it was very nervous and scared at that
daunting,
time.
Daunting.
But once I went through the interview process,
yes,
everybody I spoke to, they were the head of their departments of their fields.
Yes.
They loved every bit of it. And they told me basically what the Master Reef Guide program is we're all part of a collective sharing the same story up and down the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes.
And being indigenous, you know, storytelling is for us is second nature, so it was, exactly, became very easy for me to progress on being a Master Reef Guide.
Okay, fantastic. That's Dustin Maloney. Over to you, Lazarus Gibson. What's it mean to you be a Master Reef Guide, bro?
I'm not going to lie, it's basically the same thing. My senior came up to me, told me about it. I got very, very nervous, hey. Because for the Master Reef Guides, it's a really, really high thing.
Mm.
The youngest one that was in it so far, when I did it, I was only about 20. And just hearing about it, never been on a plane before, so flying down to Heron Island, flying down to...
So forget Master Reef Guide, yeah. This is the first time you've been on an aeroplane.
Yeah, so that was daunting as well, meeting all the lovely people down there, Fiona especially, amazing, amazing people that I've met down there, all connections that I've made along the way.
Mm.
And it's not only about just having that title, but yeah, like Dustin said, storytelling, bridging connections. So actually like talking to people exactly what's happening on the reef, and not only that, but also because we're all here now,
yeah,
bringing the indigenous point of view exactly about the reef and what we used it for and how we used it and some of the stories we tell. So it's a really, really amazing opportunity.
Yes.
And yeah, I was just really nervous when yeah. I first heard about Lovely. It. Honestly, yeah.
You're kicking goals now, leading from the front, brother.
Yeah.
Over to Quinn Ross-Passy. So what's it mean to you being a master reef guide, brother?
Well, what it means to me, I've always, after joining this industry in the tourism industry and the dive industry, cultural guiding as well, I was lucky enough to have my mentors. Most of them were master reef guides, so I kind of looked at that as the end goal type of thing.
Beautiful.
And something that I wanted to strive to achieve.
Yes.
And, you know, luckily enough, I proved myself in ways to most people, and I was lucky enough to get onto the program, meet amazing people down there when I was doing my course.
Yes.
And as well, not just learn from them, but also teach them and, you know, tell stories from my people, from the people up here as well, from Dustin and Lazarus as well. I reckon the best part about the whole thing is just having that huge connection to super like-minded people that have the power to spread a bigger message.
Yeah, so fantastic.
Especially with the aspect of the Indigenous culture.
Yeah, beautiful.
Non-Indigenous about the Indigenous.
Well, educating the people of the world about exactly our beautiful right. culture. That's yeah. what it's all about.
Exactly.
I want to give a big shout out to Jasani Johnson. She's the other sister who's a First Nation person who've been also successful as a Master Reef Guide. This is first ever time Master Reef Guides. So you three brothers and the sister, Double J, we call her, Jasani Johnson. So look, this is a fantastic achievement. It virtually sets a pathway for First Nation people working in this industry to step up to that level. Speaking of stepping up to level, let's go back to you, Quinn, in regard to here you are in the tourist industry. You are one of the first black dive instructors.
Yeah.
Tell us about that journey, please, brother.
So that journey was very, very different. I went from growing up here in Cairns, you know, being a 19-year-old that didn't know really what to do, then putting out his comfort zone and going for a diving job.
Yes.
It was very different. I just saw it up in the...
Were you a certified diver at that time?
Nah, definitely no, definitely
not. Okay,
no,
there so you go.
Back when I was 19, I was like...
And we're talking scuba tank, yeah, yeah, tanks on the back,
tank,
yeah.
Everything like that. You know, I just saw this job offer about diving. I was like, oh, that kind of looks cool. I might as well give it a shot. So I was lucky enough. I got onto that. Met the awesome people over on Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel and Experience Co. as a whole.
Yes.
And then slowly made my way up into that and went through, you know, going through the steps of becoming a dive instructor, which now I am. I'm lucky enough that I'm able to teach other people.
So you're qualified now to teach other people and give them, pass them for a dive certificate.
Yeah, exactly right.
Beautiful.
And especially with what Experience Co is doing, they're doing a ranger program where we actually get rangers from up the coast and get them down here in Cairns, and we actually teach them how to do diving, get them up to hopefully dive masters or if not, stuff like that.
And we've always said you can't beat black on black.
Exactly.
So if you've got a black man teaching black people how to become a diving in a dive certificate, that's fantastic ingredient.
It works beautifully together,
yeah,
right?
Beautiful.
And you know, the biggest goal in that is just to make sure that they have the qualifications and then go back to their country and look after it in their own way.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that way, yeah, they can have a better involvement.
Now, congratulations there. So one of the first black dive instructors. Mm. Congratulations. Back to you, Dustin, talking about achievements, what have you. Mm. You're about to get your Master 5. That's you'll be driving these boats that we're talking about, taking people, 200 people, out to the reef under your command. So tell us about that journey and how far you're away from being a Master 5 skipper.
Well, that journey was, I've been at the Experience Co for about 4 years now.
Yes.
And then when I first started there, I loved being out on the water.
Yeah.
In my free time, whenever I could, I was out there.
You was out there anyway,
doing
yeah.
what I needed to do. But now, for the last 4 years, I've been actually, you know, found this job to go out to the reef, because honestly, I've never thought I'd see myself in this industry working.
Yeah.
But ever since I've found this job, never looked back.
No, you haven't. And you are leading from the front, brother. Yep.
Progressing forward ever since.
Yes.
And then roughly about, say, 2 years ago, or a little bit over 2 years ago, started getting interested in driving the boats. You know, I love being out on the water, so why not? You know,
yeah, why not get your tickets?
Used to driving these 5-meter boats. I'll go for something bigger now, and never look back ever since.
So you'd be one of the first black Master 5 skippers with Experience Co. or with the... with the tourist industry, I'd think.
I'm not too sure on that.
Yeah, brother, but I don't know of any others. I've been in the industry for a while, brother. So congratulations there, and that's fantastic. Now you guys, you three Master Reef Guides, are heading down to Canberra for the World Heritage Forum First Nation Cultural Values. That's what you're going to be delivering in regard to, well, talk about intangible and tangible stuff. And when you talk about intangible, we're talking about, like we talk to elders all the time, spiritual connection to land and sea country, which is not recognized in the so-called, you know, white man world or universities as such or governments. So that's powerful values that you're going to put across the table at this World Heritage Forum, you three black fellas, to talk about spiritual connection. You can't show that on a presentation as such. No. So how do you feel about that, gentlemen?
Very excited
to show how important the stories and connections that Indigenous people have to the country is, compared to, you know, just normal how things you can touch and feel is, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah, super super excited for that.
So there it is. That's beautiful. That's fantastic. And look, whether you, you know, if whether they pick up what you're putting down, that remains to be seen. But it doesn't matter. When you're talking from the heart and you're talking with your own spirit and your ancestor spirit, well, it doesn't matter when you know that you know, is what I'm picking up, gentlemen. So congratulations. Look, have a fantastic journey. And I believe we're going to catch have another yarn here on this deadly program, National Talk Black, when you come back, because I'd love to see the response or how the so-called forum, the people in the forum pick up what you're delivering, what you're putting down. Yep. So that'd be fantastic. So that's intangible, but tangible stuff, well, we all know about the tangible stuff, the proof of it, you know, videos and all that sort of stuff, you know, certificates, you know, working with marine biologists, working with the tourist industry, but the intangible stuff, which you as black people, you're professors of. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So before we go away.
Yes.
With all of our intangibles, such as our Dreamtime stories.
Yes.
Some of them, a majority of them, they do have scientific backing to them. Indeed. So, for example,
yes,
with one of our...
Here we go. Presentation. Here we go.
That's it. With our Dreamtime story of the of our version of how the Great Barrier Reef came to be.
Yeah.
It does have some scientific backings. With yes. Where the sea levels were lowered, then they came back up again. And that's what during the... I think it was during the Ice Age project.
The so-called marine biologists become students listening to your presentation.
That's it.
Is what I'm picking up, which is fantastic. Yeah. Well, looking forward to delivering that. I know you are looking forward to the feedback when you guys come back. So congratulations. I want to give a big shout out to Experience Co., Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel, in regard to the space that they're operating in, and that's Indigenous tourism. They saw an opportunity to create a product, Indigenous employment, / Indigenous career pathways. We have dive instructors, we have master reef guides, you know, and we have master fives, and it is fantastic. Success breeds success, and this is great. And so hats off to Experience Co., Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. My brothers, thank you very much for the yarn. Good luck with your journey. Now I won't say good luck, I said go get them, slap them with it. Enjoy the journey, and come back as winners. And master reef guides, that you are. Too Deadly, represent.
Thank you, Trev.
Thank you.
Too Deadly, that was beautiful yarn with the three boys from Experience Co., Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. Their titles, Master Reef Guides. And so, like as I said, they're recognized by Experience Co. as passionate, knowledgeable storytellers. So with that, they're nominated to go to for an interview with Grumpa. That's the Great Barrier Reef Marine Parks Authority. A big shout out to those guys. So they have an interview with the nominated marine... with the Master Reef Guides to be. If they're successful, then they do a two-part training program, practical on sea country, wherever that sea country is, to work with the traditional owners. Then they do the theory part of it. Now, these guys are going down to Canberra in the next couple of days, World Heritage Forum. First Nations cultural values is what they're putting across the table. So they're talking with their ancestors with them and deliver the outcome of where this will be and where it takes, scientific studies of the Great Barrier Reef, one of the largest living thing on planet Earth. Stay tuned, you mob. Deadly Yana with you. This is Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. Check out our webpage and here for your deadly yarn. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Woo, too deadly.
places and nursery rhymes. Life's about having a really good time. Flowers, raindrops, the touch of the wind, memories and new thoughts beginning again. Old cards and stories, my grandchild's hugs, days when I thought bad times won't end. Laughter, teardrops, the sunrise again. It's all part to life's journey's end. Giving and getting the best you can do, not always knowing if rewards will come true. Living and loving and thinking and you, helping and helping that old friend again. Good books and fine foods and faraway hills, up times, down times, everyday spills. Thinking it's together, then doing it wrong. Starting a new day, singing a song. Good books and fine foods and faraway hills, up times, down times, everyday spills. Thinking it's together, then doing it wrong. Starting a new day, singing a song.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindindji Country, as BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your saber calling to that daily number 1-800-422-416. Okay, I want to give a big shout out to Yep That's YEP in Cairns, also FBI, and also Harbrow Mentoring. Big shout out to Kate, and that's Mark Harbrow. Thank you very much for the Indigenous Food and Business Expo, inaugural one happening here in Cairns yesterday. Bummer Bipper was out there doing the outdoor broadcast, and I was emceeing the job, and it was fantastic, and a beautiful buzz in the air. Black people in business. It was fantastic, and good to see what mob is in business and what products and services they're using. And it was from across the board to art, to winery, yeah, distillery, to food, to clothing, and artifacts, all different types of businesses. And there's some great JV, joint ventures, going on as well. Because people see other people in business, thinking, hey, we can sort of complement each other. And before you know it, fantastic. And there was business being closed. So first of many, they're looking at an annual event. So fantastic. It is a team effort. But, yeah, like I said, big shout to YEP, Yep, Cairns. That's Kate and Harbrow Mentoring. That's Mark Harbrow, Two Deadly and FBI, Food, Beverage, in Sustainable. So Two Deadly, fantastic. And watch the space for next year. All right, let's look at the news. Top stories in the news today. SES reveals full extent of disaster in Uruguay as flood peaks at Forbes. The Christina Canales, police officer's son, pleads not guilty to fabricating evidence. VEC refers Guy Caitlin in investigation to corruption watchdog. Retirement costs, what you now need to retire comfortably. A scary question, what's happening in the world today in finance? Q&A, what does a split Congress mean for the US politics? Novak Djokovic speaks out of for the first time since Australia visa reinstated. What do you say there? Embarrassing videos exposes Trump downfall. That's not a broken record, isn't it? It wasn't just Morrison. There were bigger reasons China punished Australia and why the deep freezing was about Morrison wasn't the cause of Australia's problems with China. Is the statement there, what Russia left behind after Kherson retreat. They're the headlines here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Like to hear your headlines, what's happening in your life. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And a Merry Christmas, Koori New Year, your mob that's around the corner. Hot up here in Far North Queensland. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening in your space.
Hey, we'll get on your mob. It's me, Too Bushaka deadly. Bungie. And you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Though we've been in this world for a short time, and it's sad. Somewhere in the rainbows, and there we'll wait until we meet again. We'll be gone for just a while, and not forever. The memories of us two will never die. Don't forget all the things we did together. So until
yeah, beautiful track there. Until we meet again, mopping the dropouts here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarnup Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarnup with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarnup Strong, your mob, Too Deadly. unique Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander helpline officially launched in Sydney. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Sister Marjorie Anderson, National Program Manager, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Lifeline Australia, and talk about this space. And a very good morning, Marjorie. How are you, sister?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from?
I'm Gamilaroi, but yes. I was born and bred on Gadigal land.
All right, fantastic, beautiful. So are you, hold the reins there, National Program Manager, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Line, Lifeline Australia. So
we're talking about, drop the word program now, so National Manager.
Okay, there you go, my sister. You have been moved up. There it is, legit now, National Manager. Too deadly. Now, unique Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Helpline officially launched in Sydney. So just confirming, is that the same as 13 Yarn?
Yes, that is 13, yeah.
139276?
That's it.
Beautiful, fantastic. So for our brothers and sisters out there who don't know about this deadly telephone line, please enlighten us, my sister.
Well, what Aboriginal people have been wanting a lifeline-type line for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people for decades. And some real work started on it in 2013. Mm-hmm. And it's taken this long to really get the government to give somebody the funding,
yes,
to be able to deliver the line. And that funding was given to Lifeline Australia. And they were in partnership with Gaia Dewey Proud Spirits Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was really went out and co-designed the line with the community. What the community were telling us is that Lifeline is a great line, but they had to really educate the people on the end of the line about their culture and about their responsibilities and communities and family makeup before they could get the help they needed.
And as we say, sister, you can't beat black on black, my sister.
Oh, exactly, exactly. So what they wanted to do was have the line, a lifeline-type line for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So, you know, when you ring up, you know it's a black fella on the end of the line and they know your stuff. You know, they know the extra responsibilities on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. They understand the intergenerational trauma that we've lived through, and they understand that most people have been touched by somebody taking their life as well.
Exactly. So true. So when you look at this fantastic vehicle, this tool that we can use, let's talk about for some brothers and sisters out there who may be determined in making that phone call, thinking of a brother or sister down the line, may know each other or may just affect them, they know their business, and then their confidentiality, that's got to be front and centre, shouldn't it not?
It is front and centre, and that's why it's a national line. Like, you could ring up in Mungindi and get somebody from Perth answer the line, or Dubbo, or, you know, Cairns, or somewhere like that. So so the confidentiality is there.
Yes.
And the fact is, we don't ask you any personal questions.
Okay.
We're there to listen, and we're there to really empower you.
And you don't really even have to give your name, Marjorie, do you? Is that right?
No, you don't have to give your name.
Good,
you don't have to give your name, your age. You don't have... All you have to do is ring up and yarn to it.
Yes.
And it's all kept confidential.
Lovely. That's beautiful. So this is now up and running. You have a head office, and where's it based, this?
It's based all over Australia.
Okay.
It's a national program. So currently it's based in Cairns, Townsville, Bundaberg, Ipswich, Dubbo, Orange, Bathurst, Perth, Wollongong and Nowra, and we'll keep growing throughout the country as the calls get, you know, more and more calls come in.
And sister, let's talk about the consultants who are receiving the call. We're not actually talking psychologists here. We're just talking about a brother or sister got a big heart, good pair of ears, and happy to guide and direct the conversation.
Yeah, that's right. We're not clinicians on the end of the line,
okay.
So you don't have to be scared of that.
But yeah, good.
They do get trained in crisis support.
Sure.
But they're really there to listen and to empower you to get the long-term help you need.
Mm.
Sometimes people just want to ring up and have a yarn because they're lonely.
Sure.
Sometimes people want to ring up, you know, and no problem's too small.
Yeah,
beautiful. Like, give us a ring. If it's going to make you feel better and take that feeling out of your gut, give us a ring.
And that's fantastic. And like some of them are like myself, it'd be daunting because Murray got gifted the gabby, but I always keep teaching myself, two ears, one mouth, Trevor. listen, ask a question, shut your mouth, you know. So we've got to train ourselves, don't we? And but that in itself is spiritual connection, black on black, you know, cultural awareness. It makes smooth sailing for that yarn.
Absolutely, and this line's been designed by the community for the community.
Yeah.
So I was just the conduit. The community told me what they wanted, and I delivered it. And so we made sure that we had remote people, we had Torres Strait Islander, regional, urban, stolen gen, youth, elders,
beautiful.
We had all sorts of people in our workshops.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. So the number again, 13 Yarn, which equates to 139276.
That's correct.
And we're talking 24 hours a day?
24 hours a day.
Beautiful.
No judgment.
Yes.
No shame.
No shame. Marjorie Anderson, you're too dilly. You are the national manager, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Line, Lifeline Australia. Too dilly. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Enjoy that journey. And please do keep in touch, eh?
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, sis. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Too dilly. Beautiful yarn there. That's Marjorie Anderson. And we're talking about the unique Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander helpline. Officially launched in Sydney. Look, we've been promoted. I remember speaking to these guys early this year. Well, now it's legit in that sense, as I introduced Marjorie there. Marjorie Anderson, National Program Manager. She said, in actual fact, program's gone out the window now. It is legit, and I'm the National Manager. I said, of course you are. Thank you very much. So unique Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander helpline officially launched in Sydney. So you might be feeling that way inclined. You know, four walls are closing in. You know, you've got no one to talk to. Call 13 Yarn 139276, and you're talking to a brother or sister at the other end of the line, black on black. That's got to be deadly. And don't have to give your name, it's confidentiality. That's what it's all about. But just getting the thoughts or the process off your chest. And sometimes we can't see the rainforest because the trees are in the way. So they can just point out where the trees are, so to speak, too deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
And my island home, my island home. My island home is waiting for me. In the evening the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plain. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding that long tail spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, 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 my island home.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
They call me a bludger, they say I'm a fool, 'cause I done earned a fortune and I missed out on school. But the crown head of Europe means nothing to me, and I'd trade them all gladly for Dapper and tea. My dad was a battler, or so I've been told. He worked on the diggings out scratching for gold, and his humble possession had no lock or key, just a battered camp oven, some Dapper and tea. Dapper and tea, yeah, Dapper and tea. I've tried all the rest, but they're no use to me. And if you're a bushman, I'm sure you'd agree that there's nothing more welcome than Dapper and tea. My mother was raised at the town of Yalgoo, a distant relation of Mother McKee. She sang all the old songs while I rocked on her knee, and she fed me twice daily on Dapper and tea. On the day I turned 7, I packed up my swag with my marbles and Shanghai and an old dilly bag. Then I set out on foot for the East Kimberley, where I lived like a banker on Dapper and tea. Dapper and tea, yeah, Dapper and tea. I've tried all the rest, but they're no use to me. And if you're a bushman, I'm sure you'll agree that there's nothing more welcome than Dapper and tea. I've traveled the world, 'cause I heard it was there, with the sun on my back and the breeze in my hair. From the Cape of Good Hope to the Isles of Capri, where I viewed him and wooed him on Dapper and tea. Dapper and tea, yeah, Dapper and tea. I've tried all the rest, but they're no use to me. And if you're a bushman, I'm sure you'd agree that there's nothing more welcome than Dapper and tea.
If work is a virtue, I'd die in disgrace. But I'll roll up to heaven with a smile on my face. When the big gates swing open, at last I'll be free to dine with St. Peter on dapper and tea. Dapper and tea, dapper and tea. I've tried all the rest, but they're no use to me. And if you're a bushman, I'm sure you'll agree, there's nothing more welcome than dapper and tea. Dapper and tea, dapper and tea. I've tried all the rest, but they're no use to me. And if you're a bushman, I'm sure you'll agree, there's nothing more welcome than dapper and tea. There's nothing more welcome than dapper and tea.
Yeah, Two Deadly, that's One I'm Holding. Benny Woodley here on Your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. Mouth watering here for damper and tea now, shut up. This is Your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So do yarn up strong and talk any topic you want to talk about. I'd like to also let you know that we do have a text number, 045-714-0550 if you're on the shy side. Otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So that's all the information there regarding contacting myself, Moa. Let's look at the Indigenous news and what's happening on that side of things. Murray River flooding in South Australia could expose Indigenous burial sites, Elder warns. An Indigenous elder in South Australia is concerned that remains from burial sites may be washed up as floodwater surges along the Murray River. That is so true. And also talking along the same subject, not enough spent on emergency preparedness for BC Indigenous communities, Auditor General says. Auditor General says the federal government not doing enough to help Indigenous communities prepare for emergencies. So a lot of work need to be done in that space. Now, I did mention earlier this week, and congratulations going out to Deadly Indigenous musician, that's William Barton, named Queensland Australian of the Year 2023. So represent, there's another mention of that in the ABC News. Also, Emma Morrison is the first Indigenous woman to win Miss World Canada. I wanted to open up that door for other Indigenous peoples to walk through. So fantastic, very stunning, and congratulations, leading from the front. Here we are. Like I said, Murray Christmas, Koori New Year, just around the corner. And look, thinking of your mob down at New South Wales and Victoria country in regarding the floods. And look, we're just around the corner from Murray Christmas, Koori New Year. So just praying for you mob down that way and what has happened, the devastation of houses and cities and towns. Very sad. But for the people up here far north of the Big Island, right across to WA, Northern Territory, here in Queensland, let's talk heat safety. It seems obvious to say summer's hot, but in the rush to make the most of your time, people can easily miss the early signs of dehydration, heat exhaustion, or even heat stroke. So make sure you know the signs and that you pay attention to what your body's telling you. The heat can cause a number of problems, so be ready for all of them. General heat tips, avoid strenuous exercise on hot days. Work out during the early morning or late evening, not during the middle of the day. Stay hydrated, fill up water regularly and before any exercise. Excessive sweating means you should take in more water. Stop to frequent water breaks during the any physical activity or work. Drink the right liquids. Overly cold beverages can cramp your stomach, and sugary or caffeine beverages can dehydrate you. And never leave anyone enclosed in a vehicle on a hot day, especially a child or a pet. And heat exhaustion signs are copious sweating, weakness or fatigue, giddiness, nausea, clammy, pale or flushed skin, elevated body temperature, vomiting or failing when severe. What to do? Rest in cool, shaded area, drink water, or especially electrolytes, beverages, sports drinks. Call the ambulance if necessary. So there it is. There's the warning regarding the heat. The heat is on, but us mob in far north Queensland are well aware of that. But we can get laxy-daisy. Do not get laxy-daisy. And keep your liquids up, your mob, too deadly. All right, about 9 minutes left on the program. Have you saying Yana Song? Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. Also, Koori Radio, big shout out to your mob. And like I said, I was down there last week and I caught up with those guys on Monday. So it was great to see the mob there and walk around in the Delhi building and caught up with the tribal mob as well. So it'd be good to catch up with them, Tribal Warrior. So good to catch up with those guys. Looking, expecting to have a yarn with those guys very soon. All right, deadly number, 1-800-422-416.